This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I can't wait. First, I got to turn my mic on. I can't wait to talk to my buddy Tom Hart about some college football, the voice of college football on SEC Network, ESPN. And he actually had the Mizzou games the last 2 weeks joining us on KMOX. Always good to have you back, Tom. What's going on?
Tom, thanks for having me. Just kind of reliving that wild game last night. I just got a text that when South Carolina took that lead late, it actually registered on the seismograph in the Columbia area. The entire stadium was shaking, and I think it's a testament, just not just the wildness of that game, but how much this sport means in this league. Like, it defines people's weeks, that's for sure, if not their entire years. And that was fun to be a part of another good one.
Yeah, when you register on a seismograph, that is pretty impressive. How do you let me ask you this before we get into Mizzou. Tell me the loudest SEC stadiums for you. South Carolina, underrated. I have not been to a game there. I'll tell you mine. For me, the loudest I've ever experienced is LSU. LSU, I saw them play Bama on a Saturday night. It was unbelievable. How about for you?
Yeah, I think any SEC stadium, and I don't want to be a Nick Saban and rule out Vanderbilt and then have them come back and beat my team like they did when Vandy beat Bama. But Vandy, because of its size and because the opposition usually takes over the stadium, is kind of in its own category, right? But any of them can be elite for a big game. So I kind of try to judge them on what you would think of as an average game. And so I think last night, you know, a conference matchup, they're ranked, but it's not a top 10 matchup. That's kind of an average game in the SEC. South Carolina is incredibly underrated, but when you understand the history of their program, you appreciate it a little bit more. Before the Panthers came along, there was no pro football within 3 hours of South Carolina. I mean, the Falcons didn't come around till the 60s. So that was their professional football, and it's a huge stadium. I mean, it's seats almost 90,000, I think. But because of the steepness of it, you know, it looks very much like an NFL stadium. So I would have South Carolina there. Texas A&M is a different level because that's a different school. Like, the synchronicity with that fan base is something that's a little bit different because of the Yell leaders and the core cadets and the band. So that's different enough to stand out. And Tennessee is incredibly loud because of the size and the shape of that stadium. But you can't go wrong with LSU. You can't go wrong with Alabama. Texas has a much better game day environment now than they did over the last, you know, 30 years because they've turned it into less of a wine and cheese crowd and more of an SEC crowd. So, man, there's a lot of great ones. And when you play at night under the lights and you give everybody all day to you know, get lubricated, it kind of takes it to another level.
You're absolutely right. You know, my wife and I went to the Iron Bowl and saw Auburn lose that 4-overtime game to Bama. Auburn has an unbelievable atmosphere, but of course, it's the Iron Bowl. I mean, like you said, it's a big game. It's going to be wound up, but I know that place gets wound up. I went to Georgia one time and saw them, and it was great, but, you know, they played Marshall. I mean, I kind of wonder what would it be like if they played Tennessee or Bama, or, you know, what would it be like in here? So you're right. It does depend on circumstance, the game that you're attending. You've seen two great ones, South Carolina and the Oklahoma game. I was at the Oklahoma game. It was absolutely bananas. They pull it out, and I started to figure this is Missouri's identity. I was wondering, you know, what is Missouri? What do they hang their hat on? They hang their hat on pulling games out, and they almost did it last night again. It would have been the fifth time that they pulled out a close game in the end, but it wasn't to be. South Carolina pulls it off. I wanted to ask you about Eli Drinkwitz. He has been named the MAC Sports Personality of the Year. He's going to be the Missouri Athletic Club's top sports personality for 2024. Now, you have to count the Ohio State win there. So he started on a high note, and then he's 7-3. When you take a step back and look at his body of work, is it impressive what he's been able to do the last 2 years? How do you evaluate the Missouri program these last two seasons?
Well, I think the first thing you start with is the Cotton Bowl win, because it wasn't just a New Year's Six win, but it came against a traditional power opponent that everyone can relate to. Everybody knows what Ohio State football represents. So that was a watershed moment for Eli Drinkwitz, especially a guy who a couple of years ago, you know, just kind of came limping into the season. And I think his, at least to this point, his legacy will be remembered by what he's done recruiting, and specifically St. Louis. And we had this long conversation, and I asked him about it before the Oklahoma game, because Luther Burden was originally committed to Oklahoma. And I said, listen, not only did you get an elite player, but it seemed to kind of change the trajectory of the program when you got him. I said, what did that flip represent in your mind? And he said, well, this was a program that needed hope. And he represented that hope. It got our staff excited. It got our campus excited. It obviously got the entire state excited and behind him. And I remember talking, you know, to my friends, my Mizzou buddies at the time, and they were all in on Eli Drinkwitz as a recruiter. And to me, to build a program in this modern age, you can't only be a recruiter of young men. You also have to be a recruiter of donors and Fortune 500 companies and backers and your athletic director. And he is magnificent at that. Magnificent. And so, you know, and I even asked him about that. I mean, we could have recorded it and made a television show out of it. But I said, how do you recruit these people? And he said, well, you can't be, this answer stuck with me. He said, you can't be afraid to tell them what you need. And Missouri needed to spend money and have money at its disposal. And obviously the state law that they got changed put them ahead of pace. But in this day and age, you've got to be able to go out and spend money. I mean, it's no different than DeWitt and the Cardinals. Like, you've got to have a payroll that allows you to compete. Otherwise, it's just wishing and hoping. And those usually don't turn out too well.
Well said, Tom Hart, ESPN and SEC Network with us on KMOX. The college football playoff, Missouri is not going to be a part of it, but I'm counting right now 18, maybe more teams involved here. So you're talking about a half dozen teams that are going to be upset like Florida State was last year. Now you're going to have a lot more people complaining, but that's probably a good thing. I mean, you got a lot of teams involved. I don't know how you're going to cram them all in. How do you see this thing, Tom? Four of the top five are Big Ten teams. The conference that you cover closely, the SEC, has easily a half dozen teams involved here, and who knows what's going to happen, all these two-loss teams.
You wouldn't be paying extra attention to it because of what's happening in Bloomington, Indiana, would you?
You know what? I always do pay attention to it, but I'll tell you, it is kind of nice to be sitting here on November 17th and be happy about basketball, but thrilled about the fact that it's my text to my friends was, hey, did you see Miles Rice at point guard last night? It's Ohio State week, boys.
Yeah. Yeah. And think about, look, let's just think about it from an Indiana perspective, because Indiana could be any traditional second or third tier school at any power conference, right? And in years past, the Ohio State game would dictate whether or not they were still alive. And this Ohio State game for them could have been played in September, right? And they could have been eliminated in September in a four-team playoff or the BCS. But now, yes, you think, man, let's keep the house money and let's play for everything and let's beat Ohio State and let's play for a Big Ten championship. But even with the loss, you're still in the conversation. And I rolled my eyes at the critics who said, well, you're devaluing the regular season. To an extent, you are sometimes devaluing the do or die in specific games that matter in that moment. But what you're doing is, to your point, when you still have 20-ish teams alive in the race on November 17th, you have so many more games that matter. You have so many more teams that are included. And I'm not sure exactly how the 12-team playoff is going to play out. And I don't know if we're going to be in a scenario where, you know, the top four teams just run roughshod and the top four seeds. I don't anticipate it'll just be chalk. I anticipate there's going to be some upsets. And I hope that's the case, because I think that's what makes March Madness special. And we could have our own version of that in college football, which we frankly have not had, you know, outside of random regular season upsets and the crazy finish to the 2007 season, where both Missouri and West Virginia and other teams had a chance to play for a title and petered it away on the last day, which allowed a multi-loss LSU team to play for a national title. Usually that doesn't happen. So I still think, to your original question, I still think it's too early, because there will be more chaos. And it'll be both chaos and cannibalism, because I think in the Big 12, you could see cannibalism. In the ACC, you could see cannibalism, and only their champion get in. But it's still too early to tell, because of the number of two-loss teams in the SEC. And if that stays, not necessarily will, but if that stays, then you're going to have some heartbroken teams, like Tennessee, for example. And I took part in the college football playoff mock selection with Ward Manuel, who's the athletic director of Michigan, and Rich Clark, who's the committee chair. And what I found in that experience about 6 weeks ago is that they truly value strength of schedule. But it's not necessarily the way I would do it, because I think you have to value specific games. It's a small enough sample size, 13 games, 12 games. You can pinpoint certain games. But they kind of go, and this may not be good for your Hoosiers, they seem to lean on that big, all-encompassing number that is strength of schedule over the course of the entire season, when I think you can really dial in on what are your key wins, what are your bad losses, and go from there. But we still don't know. And when you see playoff predictions, keep in mind they're trying to predict how a room of 12 people is going to act when the chips are on the table. So I don't put much weight in those predictions at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, it's all very interesting, no doubt about it. Before we go, who do you have coming up this weekend? Which game are you calling?
We got Vanderbilt at LSU Saturday night, so we'll see how the Brian Kelly experiment continues.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, they are not pleased down there, that's for sure. Florida knocks off LSU 27-16. Tom Hart, really great catching up with you. Have a great rest of your season, but we'll stay in touch with you for sure. I always like talking college football with you, my friend.
Tom, great to be on with you. Thanks for asking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.